This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Flags on public buildings in Colorado will fly at half staff until sunset on April 1st to honor the victims of Monday's shooting in Boulder. Governor Polis ordered the flags lowered for 10 days to remember the 10 people who were killed. After weeks of community debate, the Douglas County School Board approved its first ever equity policy for students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
School board members say the policy aims to build more inclusive classrooms and give students the resources they need to succeed. In the predominantly white district, teachers and students of color have complained about racism in schools. Parent Dominic Esposito.
Without a policy, all children cannot thrive.
Critics voice concerns that the policy will lead to biased curriculum about white privilege, gender, sexual orientation, and liberal ideologies. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
State-owned shuttles could be zipping between Metro Denver and towns along Interstate 70 by the end of the year. Here's CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
CDOT is proposing to run a dozen 14-passenger van trips on weekends and holidays between the Denver Metro and mountain resort towns like Frisco and Vail. CDOT's Kay Kelly says it's a good way to help reduce traffic
and emissions and greenhouse gases.
Fares would range from $5 to $20. Shuttles would start in December if the Colorado Transportation Commission gives its approval later this spring. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Vail and other mountain areas have more snow today. This is CPR News.